This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, September the 16th. We're halfway through the month of September, boys and girls. Here we are to celebrate the day, the hour, the time with you on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jen off back on the morrow. The day is full of big business stories, whether it be drugs, whether it be oil, whether it be the auto industry. There's something for everybody here. The price, if you're asking yourself, what the heck happened? Yesterday, the price was $2.45. Today, the price is $2.65. How come the price of oil went up 20 cents overnight? Want to fill this in, Victoria?
Well, yeah, there was an attack over the weekend on Saturday. An attack on one of the largest oil fields in Saudi Arabia, and an Iran-backed rebel group has claimed responsibility for it. And that instantly, it's crazy how quickly the markets react, but the oil market reacted very quickly, and so now things should be settling down. The destruction was, basically interrupted 5 million gallons of crude oil that they process per day, 5 million barrels per day. And that's about 5% of the world's daily oil production. And things should be up and running by the end of today. The Saudis said that it was a devastating attack, but at the same time, they also can recoup their losses and get back up and running. But, you know, that always sends the markets into a tailspin when things happen like that.
So,
it was a drone attack, actually. They used 10 drones.
From someplace in Iran, Tehran, someplace. That's what the United States is saying, that the Iranians did it because they're trying to stir the pot. And will this bring military action against them?
Yeah,
it shouldn't come from us because it's not our country, unless we consider those bastards in Saudi Arabia who claim to be our great friends. They were the ones with the 11... cohorts of Osama bin Laden that changed the fate of the world, and we still call them our friends. I don't give a damn what happens in Saudi Arabia, frankly, other than it costs more money now. But if that country sank into the sand, it wouldn't bother me at all. I think I don't know what the people are like there, but the fact that they let this family control them instead of rebelling against them doesn't say much. Yeah, there's so much oil there, and they do share the oil wealth. Like in Alaska, people who live in Alaska get a piece of the oil revenue. Everybody who lives in Alaska, and I don't know if that's the case. You know, they're such wealthy, greedy so-and-sos, this family, and you can see the way they handle. They just, you know, they handle like they're in control, and they are. They kill guys like Khashoggi. Nobody thinks a thing about it.
Yep.
So that's just the way it is there, and I don't have any use. I've never had. I don't like them. Haven't liked them since September 11th, and probably even before that. I don't like their one-way attitude. And we kiss their ass for what? Because we want to get oil? Okay, so we need oil. Yeah, the other side of it is, if you think about where we are economically, the oil and coal industries that became part of Americana they're really responsible, in fact, for the Industrial Revolution, we wouldn't have the standard of living that we have today. We wouldn't enjoy the freedoms and a lot of the good things that we have in our lives if it were not for the oil industry and how they contributed to making cars work, trains work, everything works on oil and gasoline. And the Industrial Revolution came about as a result of that. It all came together at the same time. You can say what you will, but we're all pretty. Look at most people have three cars in their family these days. Three cars. Husband, wife, children. Three cars. And how do we propel those cars? With oil and gas products that come from, well, we have our own reserves. Apparently, one of the reasons this has been mitigated, Victoria, is because Trump last night ordered that we have huge oil reserves in our country. Why are we still buying oil from Saudi Arabia other than they're our pals and when they're pals of the people in power and we want to support them? We have plenty. We can be on our own. We don't need those bums. And I would, that'd be one of the questions. You know, you talk about the superficiality of all this bunkum with these people running for president and the phony debates and these questions that are meaningless. How about we get down to the brass tacks about what are you going to do to maintain our oil? That's one of the things Obama did that was very good, in my estimation. Get us onto a footing where we control our own destiny when it comes to the oil. But the
using oil, moving away from that, and using wind and solar and water, and we have so many other natural resources that we could be using. It's sometimes I don't understand why we just have our heads in the sand.
We can do that and make the choice to do that. I do it and going to do it on my farm. But when it comes to cars, you can't run them with wind.
Electric cars. So, we have there are so many more.
Where the electric comes from is still coal and oil. We still haven't gotten ourselves to a point where electricity is being produced in a major way by sun and wind. That needs to be the first step for me anyway. That's the way I look at it. Speaking of cars, the General Motors talks with United Auto Workers called off. So 49,000 members of the UAW are walking the picket line today. I don't think there's been a car industry strike for a long time, right?
Not that I can remember.
Obama nationalized the two car companies. I'm surprised. What do we know about what's going on there, Victoria?
Well, so far we know that workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states, and 22 parts distribution warehouses are also shut down because everyone just literally walked right off the factory floor. Hmm. And so it's not clear how long the walkout is going to last. The union says that GM has budged only very little in months of talks. GM said it made substantial offers, including higher wages and factory investments. So we'll see. This is the first national. Actually, here's the answer to your question. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout happened in 2007.
Yeah.
So it is a long time it's
long
been,
time.
But
yep.
So we'll see where this goes. This, you know, I don't know if this will last several days, but obviously GM wants to get it over with because they're not making any money and everything's shut down. So without the workers.
Not good. All right. A couple of other sort of major companies, major businesses. I said, as we started the hour, we have oil, we have auto, and we have drugs. Purdue Pharma is now filing for bankruptcy because of all the lawsuits against them in the opioid crisis, and the scumbags that own majority interest in the country in the company are trying to move their money offshore. Apparently, they've moved $1 billion or so to offshore accounts. So where that leaves, it'll be interesting to see where the lawsuits go. Reminds me of PG&E and all the lawsuits that are going on there have been filed. And supposedly they're going to be rented. Well, look at something that we talk about with regularity, the technology business and the whole business. What was it? Which one of the three credit reporting agencies? I always put the three of them together.
Equifax. That was the big,
Equifax.
The big breach. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah. And everybody sued them, and now nobody gets anything. Yeah. You know, that's what these guys get away with this stuff because they know how to manipulate the law.
All the money from the settlement, which was about $700 million, that all went to fines, but it didn't it didn't go to anyone who was actually individually affected by it. That's where it's one thing to fine a company, I get it, but when all
Where's the money
just goes to a fine,
doesn't help the individuals that have been
not at all.
Agreed. All right, one more big business story. Looks like Target's 20th anniversary could spark a shopping frenzy. If you're a big fan of Target, and most of us here are, you'll see that the 20th anniversary has a big collection of all kinds of you name it, whatever.
It's all the
well
designer collaborations
designer
that they've
stuff.
Done. Yeah, and it's almost all sold out. I was a little late on this one. So yesterday I was looking online, and I was only able to get one dress, so everything else is sold out. I knew it was going to go quickly. The collection's not in every Target store, so most people
can you get them online?
Most people shopped online. But it sold out very quickly.
So what does that say about them and their marketing and their
They're so
smart,
good.
They're smart. They are. They're very smart. Target's very smart. All right, so that's kind of our overview of business. Right now, let me, at 16 past the hour, help you if you're not doing a good job getting to bed and getting to sleep. You perhaps need to build up your reinforcements as pillows and as mattress toppers and sheets are all on sale right now at MyPillow.com. The pillow will change your habits forever, for sure. And then you got all these other things that go along with it. It's just kind of neat. I'm looking at all of my notes from the various types of pillows they have, various sizes. Let's face it, we all want a good night's rest. We need a good night's rest. We deserve a good night's rest. So if you're going to try to improve your sleep, that's where MyPillow comes in. And Mike Lindell, who runs the company, says we want to give back. A lot of people have bought pillows by listening to the announcements here. They track the stuff, obviously, using the code DJV. So you want to save up to 66% off MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. The body pillow is something we've been talking about a lot in the last few weeks. $89 usually, $29 right now. That's a 66% savings. Promo code DJV. 60-day money-back guarantee. That's what all of the products at MyPillow have. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Save up to 50, 60, 65, 66%. Including the body pillow, $29. Enter the code DJV for all these great special deals.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as long as we're dumping on the administration, might as well take one more page here. The EPA scrapping some of the clean water regulations that have been in effect for 10 years, or maybe not even 10 years. There's a document defining which bodies of water are protected. Critics have said it gives the federal government too much power and repealing it also. I mean, I don't get I frankly don't get a lot of this stuff because it seems just to be, it makes common sense. But we're not watching, you know, back to the Chinese. There's so much stuff going on, and people are so absorbed with their devices and the nonsense, whether Jennifer Aniston looks like a black person or a white person or whatever Gwyneth Paltrow is doing to cross the street in front of a truck. Well, you know, any of that stuff on Extra or these nonsensical shows or whatever you have as headlines that come across the screen on your iPhone, they take your mind off what's real. And it's by design. It isn't a mistake. It is a thing that's all by design. Let's destroy the fabric of our ability to think things through. And I know I'm on a toot with that, but I really am today, especially when you look around at all the things the Chinese are trying to control, including our food supply. 21, wake up, everybody. 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Happy to hear this song. Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Goosebumps. So much of his music was so right on. 24 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and you listening and thinking about Marvin Gaye. It's been 50 years since the release of this song, What's Going On? The observation about what's going on in terms of society and injustices in society, what is going on. So on Friday, this classic got a new music video, the lyrics ringing equally as relevant today as they were almost 50 years ago, presented by Motown Records as part of the label's 60th anniversary. This clip interweaves a video of Gaye performing the tune with vignettes of modern-day issues like the water crisis, the racial struggles that are going on, lack of affordable insurance, mass shootings. We wanted a place that resonates with the song and the history of Motown while also remaining relevant to the socio-political issues in the music video, the director said of filming the clip in Flint. It was very important for us to find real people that resonated with their stories rather than having actors do it. His first music video from Universal Music never made the project. What's going on? This is, by the way, the project itself is a series that creates content for songs never had a music video. There are a lot of them.
A lot of old songs about, never did, yeah.
Yeah, what were we just talking about? Was it the last hour or two we had a video that had been redone? Why don't my mind is on that? Or am I just imagining it? I expose myself to so much stuff. I don't remember.
I don't know. You were talking about the video with Ronnie Spector, I think.
Oh, I was. Yes.
But that one correct. Wasn't redone. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Right. All right. Let's. Well, we talk about the people who are passing away, and what is war is not the answer. That's a line in there. Next up, musically, REM. Digging into their vault, offering fans the chance to download their lost song, Fascinating, via Bandcamp, a couple of bucks to aid victims of Hurricane Dorian who live in the Bahamas. All of the proceeds from this will benefit Mercy Corps, a hurricane relief fund they've set up to help the Bahamians. Mike Mills is his name, right? Yeah, Mike Mills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Says, I'm glad the song is now available, but I'm heartsick. It's for this particular situation. Fascinating, originally recorded for Reveal back in 2001. Nearly made the record before being cut out at the last second. R.E.M. re-recorded the song in Nassau for 2004's Around the Sun, though once again couldn't find a place for it on an album. Their minds went back to it recently when they wanted to release something to help the devastation that Dorian caused on that island. And once again, Mike Mills says, quote, I've personally spent a lot of time right where the hurricane sat for 2 days. I know a lot of people who have no home, literally no home,
just
no place to go to work.
And debris. Ugh.
Everything there is gone, wiped out, heartbreaking. I wish we had more that we could do for this, but at least it's a start. So that's something to look for. You go to Bandcamp, $2, and the download of this song will help what has happened to the people who live in the Bahamas. A good effort by them. Makes sense. Thank you to them for being thoughtful. I guess that's conscious and thoughtful. Not a bad combination. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
In the know. I'm Rich Rosario. Generation Z believes bullying is the biggest issue of their time, according to new data. A survey of American youth ages 6 to 17, commissioned by the Boy Scouts of America, found that bullying ranked as a top concern for young people on a community, national, and global level. That's why the Boy Scouts of America has been actively working to equip kids with the tools they need to counteract bullying. All Scouts participate in anti-bullying training and learn to live by the Scout Law, a foundational element of Scouting with 12 guiding characteristics that include being helpful, trustworthy, and kind. And it's having real impact. A 2015 study by Tufts University found that children involved in Cub Scouts were significantly more kind and helpful than non-Scouts. Scouting provides the nation's foremost youth program of character development and values-based leadership training, which helps young people to be prepared for life. To learn more about Scouting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors factories are silent this morning. Production coming to a halt hours ago when the United Auto Workers Union went on strike. The union VP Terry Dittes says,
here at the table and in the plants across the country clearly understand the hardship that it may cause. But UAW members have never faltered in the fight for what is right.
The union points to General Motors' $8 billion profit last year as it tries to get workers to make concessions like cuts in their health care benefits. Crude oil prices jumping 10% after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery. Analysts say it will mean higher prices at the pump pretty soon. The national average price as the week begins is $2.57 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Deep.
Let's string ourselves into a position of power and influence. That's what we have here. We are known as influencers. I always love that. Kind of the social media world is full of influencers. I was talking on Friday with some of the people in the natural food business. It's amazing, because we're in the advertising business. Excuse me. I like to think that we do a pretty good job for our advertisers. The amount of money, ladies, that is spent by companies getting people who have created out of nothing some kind of influence platform. They pay them. There's one woman who gets $5,000 from each company to just put out tweets and
oh, yeah.
Stuff. I didn't realize it was that kind of money. It is.
Oh, my God. It's Kylie Jenner gets $100,000 every time she posts something on Instagram for people.
Wow.
Yeah. $5,000 is nothing compared to what real influencers make.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into that business, shall we?
Yeah, easier said than done.
Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Oh, it's your fault. I see. Okay, very good. No, it's not really, but it's fun sometimes. Here's something not so fun. I want to know the reality of these sexual more allegations. Is it one allegation against Kavanaugh or several that have occurred this past weekend? A couple of different journalists revealing that there are new allegations. So where did these come from?
The new allegations actually didn't come from the victim. It came from a former classmate of Brett Kavanaugh's. He's a male, and he's the one who reported, I believe it's a male. Yes, it is, a male classmate. So he saw this go down, and he's the one who reported it at the time. And the reason that it's been unearthed now is because there has been a 10-month investigation into his time at prep school and while he was at Yale. And so now the journalist reported that Kavanaugh's freshman year, while he was a freshman in college, a male classmate saw him with his pants down at a party. I think he's like the party, that you know, like the drunken beer guy. Everybody who ever went to a frat party, you know the naked guy. And I think it's Brett Kavanaugh. There's always a guy with his pants down at every party. And so apparently that's what happened, and his junk ended up in someone else's trunk. So that's what this male classmate saw. He reported the incident to senators and the FBI, but the FBI refused to investigate. I don't know why. So the classmate actually is not even the one who talked to the journalist. They're the ones who found out that there was a report made, but that the FBI didn't look into it. And so now it's coming out, and Trump said something tone deaf, as usual, with this. He said the accusers should be sued for libel and that the Justice Department should come to Brett Kavanaugh's rescue. I don't know how it is the Justice Department's job to rescue someone, quote-unquote rescue someone in this case, but I guess that's what Trump said that he wanted for Kavanaugh.
Well, I'm troubled by the number of these allegations. I'm also troubled by the way they service. A lot of times, we know with other circumstances, whenever I think about Gloria Allred and all of the people that she's brought to the surface and how they sometimes get what their justice, their just dessert is, just a reward, sometimes they don't. You can say anything about anybody. I don't know this guy Kavanaugh. A lot of smoke, a lot of noise. A lot of women certainly don't like him because of the stories. I didn't think he was... the thing that troubles me about this and some of the other people that are there in the Supreme Court, I don't believe they are our best legal minds. And it seems to me that ought to be the major focus. Not politics, not sexual stuff. These people should be as clean as the driven snow, as the expression goes. No questions, no impropriety, nothing. These people, because of what they do and how, this is one of the most important, most responsible jobs, if not in this country, in the world. So whether, you know, just because there's some guy that's been put up that politically sort of fits the standard, we've so corrupted our system by making it so political. If you go back in time in the Supreme Court, there were no politics when it was first set up. There were no political. They were just the best of the best, and they aren't now. I think it's easy.
Yeah,
to
I
see
mean, how can you even make the
look
argument
at any
that
of these people, with maybe the exception of Ginsburg? You know, I don't know that there are some of them are okay, but are they the best legal mind? This woman, Ginsburg, is brilliant.
She's a genius.
And so that was great to get her on the Supreme Court. Sandra Day O'Connor wasn't. Go through the list of the nine people who were there, and they aren't. They're just not. They're okay.
I just find it hard to believe that Brett Kavanaugh was the best that Trump could find. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And just in general, whether it's Trump or Obama.
He just doesn't even strike me as that intellectual.
No, he doesn't. Neither do many of the others. Go back to George Bush the father and Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas. Yeah, we have two Supreme Court justices with numerous sexual assault and sexual harassment complaints against them, and it just fell on deaf ears.
I understand your point, and I hear your concern. What I'm more concerned about is the lack of timber when it comes to knowing the law.
And I agree with that,
having
too,
experience in the law and being the best that you can possibly be. And that's what I haven't. And then that should go for all. Look at these clowns running for president. They're not the best. Are you kidding? The best is somebody like Michael Bloomberg. They don't want to run because they don't want to subject themselves to all this crap from the news media. So you get the likes of, well, you go across the board with maybe a few exceptions. They, Kamala Harris, give me a break. And Cory Booker, the people say, well, those two black guys, you're a racist. No, they're just unqualified, and I have strong feelings about both of them. Nothing to do with their race. It has, you can put a mask on them and not know who they are and follow their careers and know that they are two of the most self-serving individuals that politics in the modern era have ever seen. They're not there to help you. They're not there. Isn't that what pull up, you know, under the circumstances, people who, that's why we should have term limits, all kinds of things. I mean, we're going on and on here. This drives me nuts. Anyway, next.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to come of this. Going back to Kavanaugh, I'm not sure what's going to come of it, but
nothing will come of it.
It just looks, you know, it's yet another thing that just looks really bad for him.
Okay. So Boris Johnson, speaking of looking bad, has been accused of being a liar by even the former Prime Minister David Cameron, but he's not of the same party, so it stinks, kind of smells of politics. But he's not,
but going back, though, to David Cameron, he's the one who brought the referendum, the public vote about Brexit. So they are on the same side. They both are in favor of Brexit. Yeah. So, yes, they're in different parties, but still, you know, it's...
Okay, so here's the story. This brings it home. My daughter and her husband and my grandson were in England for a 10-day holiday and work. Both Megan and Matthew are working on books and projects that they researched in a couple of important British libraries. There's stuff they couldn't find here. And so they took the opportunity to go over there, do some work, bring Miles, who really, at his age, he went once when they went over on a work project a couple of years ago, but he's only a little, you know, like less than 2 years old, so he didn't get it. Now he loves it. He said to his mommy, they were walking around, can I come live here? And that's the same thing. I say this because when Megan and I and Tony, my former wife, were walking around Oxford with Megan, about the same age, she looked at us and she said, we were walking around Oxford University, she said, can I come to school here? Well, fast forward 20 years, and that's exactly what she did. She spent 7 years getting a PhD at one of the Oxford colleges. Loved living there. I love being there as much as I was at the time. And so now Miles said, fast forward, hey, how about I do this? Well, over the weekend, they took a trip to Spain. You know, it's easy to get around because of not having Brexit. They can travel in Europe like we travel here in our country. You go from state to state, nobody pays any attention. Get on the train, you go to Spain, it's like a three-hour ride. 3.5 hour ride. Anyway, so Miles yesterday is playing on this big slide, and his mother's with him, and says, be careful, Miles, this is high up. No, I'll be fine. So he gets up to the top of this thing, and it's like 10 feet off the ground. Damned if he doesn't fall off and break his arm.
He did?
And so they bring him to the hospital. I looked at pictures of him yesterday. His eyes... He had to have been. I can see the crying. Brenda and I were talking. Well, Megan called me yesterday to tell me what was going on. And, you know, he springs back because he's really very, he's very active and runs around. And I'm not surprised. Brenda and I said, I'm surprised he hasn't broken any bones before this because of the way he approaches everything. He just runs for it. And so anyway, he had broken bones that affected the nerves and the blood vessels in his arm.
Oh.
And because it shattered, it didn't just break it, it shattered his arm. So they had the first doctor looked at it and said, well, we're going to have to amputate his arm. And Megan looked at him and said,
what?
No, we're not doing any of that. Well, this is public health care in Spain. You know, you don't want to get, England's great. I'd rather have his arm fixed in England, maybe even than here.
Did they have travel medical insurance?
Well, there seemed to be fussing.
That's why it's important to have. It really is. If you travel overseas anywhere,
because
then you have, you know, like up to $250,000 to evacuate to whatever country you choose, and then you could have just medevaced.
Well, the European, the English system, when Megan was there, she had health care. She wasn't even a resident. It was a great situation for her. And anyway,
poor Miles.
I'm just thinking about what's going on in England, and for them, whatever's going on with the Brexit takes a second trip. Well, they're going to be home, I think, tomorrow anyway. But he's just He's got his arm in a sling. Looking at his face, and he said to me on the phone yesterday, "Hi, Gramps." Anyway, today is Mayflower Day. And Mayflower Day is a celebration of the Mayflower sailing from England on this date in 1620. You may remember the numbers, 102 men, women, children, setting sail from Plymouth, England. Their destination was the New World. They didn't know where they were going. They wanted to have religious freedom, and they wanted to use their native language and culture and that sort of thing. So every Mayflower Day, each year, we sort of think about the brave people, the early settlers. We think about them on Thanksgiving, but it took them 2 months. Now think about this. It took them from September 16th to the middle of November to get over here. Now, we can fly from England to America in 6.5 hours. Just think about how we progressed in this way in these years. Anyway, the Mayflower set sail. A couple of facts. The pilgrims headed to the settlement in Virginia, and they agreed to settle there. They landed at Plymouth Rock instead, and it wasn't November, it was December, actually. Of the 102 people on board, 3 pregnant women. One of the women gave birth just before you land. So they landed. The passengers signed the Mayflower Compact, which set forth the rules of governance of the colony that was to be. It was called New England. It was new. It was. It wasn't called Massachusetts at first. The Massachusetts Bay Colony came out of it. But so we celebrate that also today. This is a focus this month, actually, not just today, is Life Insurance Awareness Month. The cost of life insurance dropping in recent years, a lot of competition. A lot of Americans are instead resorting to crowdfunding for expenses like funerals and that sort of thing. So let's listen to Nathan Howard tell us about the day, the month, and the alternatives.
September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and Prudential Financial wants to bring attention to the importance of protecting yourself and your family. Brad Hearn, president of Prudential Advisors, shares more.
Life insurance is a key element of a solid financial strategy, yet we know that many Americans don't have coverage they need. The cost of funerals has risen dramatically in recent years. The funeral crowdfunding phenomenon further shows that people are not prepared.
Life insurance can be a purchase that doesn't break the bank, but keeps people protected from facing serious hardship. And further, beyond final expenses, life insurance proceeds can be used for things like paying the mortgage on your family's home.
If you don't have life insurance, you should consider talking to a financial professional to learn more about how the appropriate coverage can benefit you and your loved ones. If you already have coverage, then it's a great time to review your policy.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com. Now you're in the know from Prudential.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Some may consider this insensitive. I don't. And seeing as it's the DJV show with Doug, Victoria, Kara on the air with me, we'll let it rip here. The remarks that Dave Chappelle, who's a noted comedian, television, movie personality, I think he's quite funny, actually. He's vulgar, but he's funny. Anyway, Dan Reed, who's the director of the film that told stories about two men who accused Michael Jackson of molestation and all that stuff. Now that Chappelle has put a focus on it in his stand-up routine, this guy, Dan Reed, says it's disgusting. He got an Emmy for this, by the way. You said we were wondering.
It won. The Creative Arts Emmys were over the weekend. And Finding Neverland won.
Yeah, I wonder why that wasn't televised. All these other shows are televised. I didn't see any.
I don't know. They kind of keep those types of awards, I guess, are a little nuts and bolts in the industry. So they keep the bigger ones for actors and best shows. They keep that for the televised Emmy broadcast.
Yeah.
Which is coming up soon, I think, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it next week?
Is Corden hosting it?
I have no idea who's hosting the Emmys, actually. Yeah. Don't know.
Anyway, the point of this story is that he didn't like the fact that Chappelle was focused on this. This was, he's on Netflix, right? I think Chappelle's on Netflix.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's where most of those comedians go. Didn't he get $15 million to do three of them or something? Some crazy
$40 million to do three of them,
million.
I think. Something like that, yeah.
Right. With the discount, it's 15. Like winning the lottery.
Right.
All right. What do we have? Chuck is not with us today. What do we have for box office totals, Victoria?
Well, two new movies came out this weekend that hit the top 10. The Goldfinch, That made not a lot. It was only $2.6 million that, in its debut.
What's
it has a $45 million budget.
Did Chucker talk about that? I don't remember hearing
that. The Goldfinch is one of those novels that just every single person on the planet seemed to be reading. And
really?
It came out a while ago, but for whatever reason, it's taken this long to get adapted to the big screen. I want to say Nicole Kidman is one of the stars of it. I'm not sure, but I saw a preview of it.
Yeah, Ansel Elgort is the main star of the movie.
Okay. So not a great opening weekend for them, $2.6 million. Another movie called The Overcomer, never even heard of that. That made $2.7 million. Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw is still going. That made another $2.7 million, and that's grossed $168 million so far.
In
on
this
a
country,
million.
What has it done overseas?
It says total box office, so total gross, 168. The Lion King, still at number 5. That made another $3.5 million. That's up to $500 million at this point. Good Boys, I don't know what that movie is. That made another $4.2 million. That's made 73 total. Angel Has Fallen, that's the Gerard Butler action movie. That made another 4.4. That's up to 60 million now. That's kind of like a creeping, I think people are liking that by word of mouth. Number two is Jennifer Lopez's big movie that everyone's been anticipating. That's Hustlers. That made 33 million this weekend in its opening weekend. It's on a $20 million
budget.
That was
number two.
Yeah, it's already up to number two. So it did really well. And then number one was It, Chapter 2. That's the horror movie that's made $153 million so far. But that also, I think Kara found out that that's Jennifer Lopez's biggest box office debut of any movie she's ever done.
Good. There's a movie coming out, I think, this weekend, Brad Pitt and Tommy Lee Jones in a movie called Ad Astra. Which I saw
a lot of buzz on that.
Yeah, there is a lot of buzz on it. And it's not the usual space story. Apparently, it's described by one as a paranoid thriller. This guy, Roy McBride, who's played by Brad Pitt, goes out into the solar system to find his father, who's been gone for 30 years. And what he finds out threatens the universe, but he also finds his father. I'm not trying to be a spoiler. But it looks like that's what happened. The two of them try to save the universe. Liv Tyler is in it. Donald Sutherland. It's a good cast.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, Liv Tyler. Wasn't she in the last space movie she was in?
Yes.
Was Armageddon?
She's always losing a man to space. I feel kind of bad for her in a sense, but yes.
Right. Yeah, I think she's married to Brad Pitt in this movie, matter of fact.
Yep.
But this is Brad Pitt's film. He wanted to do this about, there's another story, but he also said he wanted to have Donald Sutherland. His two sort of heroes are Tommy Lee Jones, interestingly, and Donald Sutherland. Could you find two more different actors than Tommy Lee Jones and Donald Sutherland? Think about that.
But they're both great character actors.
Oh, they're fabulous character actors. So this looks like, I bet you this will be the number one movie this next weekend. It's 59 after the hour here on today's DJV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.